Alternative protein funding isn't recovering, it's narrowing. 23 disclosed rounds and $367 million over 12 months, but the top 10 deals took 84% of it, and nothing crossed $100 million. A breakdown of where capital actually went, which categories are being quietly repriced, and what investors now require before writing a check. From LifeMate Tech. Between August 2025 and July 2026, alternative protein companies raised $367.46 million across 23 disclosed equity rounds. Depending on which headline you read, that figure has been presented as a recovery, a plateau, or a collapse. It is none of those. The distribution matters far more than the total, and the distribution says something specific. Capital is not returning to the category. It is concentrating inside it. A note on what these numbers are. Before the analysis, the caveat, because a funding figure is meaningless without knowing what was counted. The dataset underlying this piece covers publicly disclosed equity and equity-like rounds raised by pure-play alternative protein companies between August 2025 and July 2026. It includes only rounds of $300,000 or more, and excludes debt-only and grant-only financings, undisclosed round sizes, pet food, generic nutrition, insect, algae and infrastructure-only deals. It contains 23 deals across 22 unique companies. That means real capital is missing. Non-dilutive funding, government grants and undisclosed rounds are all outside the frame. The figures below describe the disclosed equity market, not total sector investment. Treat them as a structural signal rather than a complete census. We flag this because we found conflicting characterizations of the same period in circulation, including a claim that only 3 of the 23 deals were first financings. That does not reconcile with an itemized dataset showing 5 seed rounds. Where numbers disagree, we use the ones we can check row by row. The concentration is the story. Total disclosed, $367.46 million. Deals 23 across 22 companies. Median round $8.1 million. Average round $15.98 million. Top deal 15.78% of all capital. Top 3 deals 40.44%. Top 5 deals 57.04%. Top 10 deals 84.31%. Rounds above $100 million, 0. Two figures do the heavy lifting. The top 10 deals took 84.31% of all capital. 23 companies raised, 10 of them absorbed roughly 5/6 of the money. The remaining 13 shared under 16%. The median round was $8.1 million, against a $15.98 million average. That gap is not noise, it is the shape of the market. The typical financing event was roughly half the size the headline average implies. 9 of the 23 rounds came in under $5 million. Then the absence, no round exceeded $100 million. Only 2 crossed $50 million, NXT Food / Acro at $58 million, and the Every Company at $55 million. During the 2020-21 cycle, 9-figure blitzscaling rounds were a regular feature of this sector. Their complete disappearance across a full 12-month window is a different funding regime, not a slow quarter. Fermentation took 2/3 of everything. The article includes a 5-column table of category data here, which is easier to read on the page. Fermentation was the only category with both breadth and scale, a majority of deals and roughly 2/3 of capital. That combination matters, because it means the category's position does not rest on a single outlier round. 13 separate companies cleared the bar. There is a commercial logic here worth naming. Fermentation-derived ingredients can sell performance before mass consumer conversion happens. Egg replacement, casein, beta-lactoglobulin, mycoprotein and functional yeast proteins each solve a specific formulation or supply problem for a manufacturer who is not being asked to change their brand positioning or their consumer's mind. The buyer is a formulator with a functional gap, not a shopper being persuaded to switch. The B2B ingredient pattern shows up consistently across the funded list. Every Verli, Revive, the Protein Brewery, those vegan cowboys, StrainX Bioworks, Mayer Farms. Manufacturer-facing demand raised more reliably than finished consumer brands. Plant-based meat, weak narrative, strong checks. Plant-based meat is the category most often described as in retreat, and by deal count that holds, 4 rounds out of 23. But those 4 rounds took 25.88% of capital, the the highest capital share to deal share ratio in the dataset at 1:49. Fewer companies are raising. The ones that do are raising well. The differentiator is visible in what those companies actually are. NXT Food / Acro raised on retail and foodservice channel access with a stated path to profitability in 12 to 18 months. Matter Foods raised on organic solid-state fungal fermentation. Green Rebel raised on regional flavor relevance in Southeast Asia. Oshi raised on whole-cut seafood format and seafood distribution. None of these are generic better burger propositions. Cultivated meat is being funded for runway, not scale up. Three deals, $27.1 million. 7.38% of capital for what is comfortably the most capital-intensive category in alternative protein. The mismatch is the finding. Super Meat raised twice in the window, the only company to do so, at $3.5 million and then $6 million. Mosa Meat raised $17.6 million. These are meaningful sums for sustaining operations and pursuing regulatory clearance. They are not sums that build industrial capacity. The context is a sector that has already demonstrated capital alone does not close the gap. Believer Meat ceased operations in 2025 after raising more than $390 million, roughly a month after becoming the fifth company cleared to sell cultivated meat in the US, and days after being sued by Gray Construction over an alleged $34 million in unpaid bills on its North Carolina facility. Regulatory approval was not the binding constraint. Money was. Meatable announced its dissolution on 19 December 2025, with key investor Agronomics confirming the company could not secure continued funding from existing or new shareholders. CellRev and Upstream Foods also ceased operations during the year. The trend line underneath is severe. Cultivated meat investment has fallen from a 2021 peak of $989 million to roughly $65 million in 2025. Note also who is still writing checks. Agronomics, the investor that confirmed Meatable could not be refinanced, appears three times in this window, backing Super Meat twice and All G once. That is not a retreat from the category. It is a redeployment within it, at dramatically smaller check sizes, toward companies whose near-term milestone is regulatory clearance rather than industrial output. Cost per kilogram and launch execution remain the gating factors, and investors appear to be funding runway to reach those answers rather than betting that scale-up capital will produce them. Plant-based dairy and eggs have been repriced. Three deals, 13.04% of deal count, 1.58% of capital. Roughly $5.8 million total across the entire 12 months. The more interesting observation is comparative. Dairy and egg opportunities did attract serious money in this window, but through fermentation rather than plant formulation. Every $55 million, Verli, Revive and those vegan cowboys all address dairy or egg use cases, and all raised multiples of what conventional plant-based dairy and egg companies managed combined. The capital has not left the dairy and egg problem. It has changed its view on which technology solves it. Europe outraised North America. The article includes a five-column table of region data here, which is easier to read on the page. Small Middle East figures are derived by subtraction from the disclosed total rather than stated in the source, and should be treated as approximate. / Small. Europe led on both capital and deal count, 62.32% of dollars across 10 disclosed rounds. Average round size was effectively identical to North America's, so this is not European companies raising more small rounds. It is Europe combining breadth with scale. There is an irony worth sitting with, given the regulatory picture. Europe is the strongest funding geography for alternative protein, while simultaneously being the market where precision fermented proteins cannot yet be sold at all. EFSA has issued zero approvals. European investors are funding European companies whose route to revenue runs through the United States first. Verli is the clearest case. A French company, it raised its Series A in February 2026 and holds a US FDA no questions letter for functionalized precision fermented dairy proteins. Its home market cannot buy the product. North America's position is powerful but narrow. Four deals, a quarter of all capital, with the Every Company and the Better Meat Co. explaining most of it. Asia-Pacific presents the opposite shape, five deals, 8.29% of capital, a median round of $2.01 million. Formation activity without large check depth. StrainX BioWorks' $13 million series at a scale biomanufacturing in India is the notable exception, and the thesis behind it is explicitly about cost of production rather than consumer demand. What investors are actually underwriting. The stage distribution clarifies what is being paid for. Series A was the center of gravity. 7 deals, 30.43% of activity, $122.2 million and 33.26% of capital. Seed rounds numbered 5 but delivered just $12.51 million, 3.40% of capital. Late stage rounds, Series B through growth equity, were only 4 deals but took 48.06% of all money. Read together, seed capital is option sized, Series A is where conviction is expressed, and late stage money is available but rationed to a handful of names. The recurring investors reinforce the point: Agronomics, InvestNL, Novo Holdings, Unovis, Milk and Honey Ventures, New Agrarian Company, SOSF, Good Startup. These are specialist, strategic and public-private names. Generalist crossover capital, which drove the previous cycle's valuations, is largely absent. That has a direct implication for founders. The people writing checks understand scale-up risk. They will not be moved by category-level TAM arguments, because they have already funded companies that had the TAM and failed on cost per kilogram. Across the funded companies, 3 requirements recur. Functional necessity. The product solves a specific formulation or supply problem for an identified buyer, not a general sustainability case. Manufacturable scale. Evidence of a credible production route. Planetary licenses, fermentation infrastructure. Pacifico Biolabs uses existing beer tank capacity. These are answers to how do you make this at volume without building a plant. A near-term buyer. A manufacturer, a retail listing, a foodservice channel. Someone who purchases before consumer behavior changes at scale. Rounds missing one of those 3 were generally smaller, undisclosed, mixed instrument, or absent from the disclosed set entirely. What we would want to know before drawing firmer conclusions. Some honest limits on the above. 23 deals is a small sample. Single large rounds move percentages materially, and category shares built on 3 or 4 deals are fragile. The disclosed equity filter excludes debt, grants and non-dilutive capital, which are disproportionately important in capital-intensive categories. Cultivated meats apparent underfunding may partly reflect a shift toward instruments this dataset does not capture. We would want to see debt and grant flows before treating $27.1 million as the full picture. 12 months is also short. Distinguishing a structural change from a trough requires several more quarters. The absence of $100 million rounds is the strongest structural signal, precisely because it held across the entire window rather than a single quarter. The read. The category is not recovering and it is not dying. It is being sorted. Capital remains available for companies that can show a functional product, a credible manufacturing route, and a buyer who is not the end consumer. It is largely unavailable for category-level bets, and the 9-figure round that papers over unresolved unit economics no longer exists. For founders, the practical translation is that the fundable story has changed. The market is enormous and we have better technology, was financeable in 2021. In this window, the companies that raised were answering a narrower question. What does it cost you to make, who has agreed to buy it, and what breaks when you multiply volume by 100?